Hey, babes, it's me, Lala. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I'm fresh back from Palm Springs because apparently I spend every waking moment there if I can.
As you should. It's like That's a dreamscape.
It's a dreamscape.
I don't even know what that word means, but it feels fitting.
I love it. We should use that often. I wish a dreamscape was a big old D, but instead it's just a house. That's okay, though. That's great. Because at some point there may be D inside the house.
That is so nice.
I don't know. I was talking to my friend Jenna yesterday, and we were talking about men. And what was coming out of my mouth was, like, kind of depressing.
Why?
Because she's been talking to this guy, and she was like, I hear from him, like, once every 10 days. And she's going through the process of, like, well, maybe he just wants to take it slow. And I was like, Jenna, you want to know what I've learned? These men are all the same. Good ones are very hard to find. And you know what? I just don't think it's worth putting your heart out there. I would rather just be by myself. If someone comes around, you know, you can get laid. Otherwise, like, I'm good. I'm happy. And she was like, wow, you're like fucked up.
I don't know what that's fucked up, though. Like, that's amazing. You don't want to be, your happiness isn't dependent on a man. I'm not saying Jenna's is at all, but I get what you're saying. You're like, if he's not, I mean, it's the, he's just not that into you. In my opinion.
I told her straight up that.
Yes, he's just not that into you.
I said, Jenna, let me tell you something. I am the worst texter you've ever met in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm into a dude, oh, you're getting a text back. Like, my phone's glued to my hip, you know?
Yes.
It's very simple. He's not into it like that. Mm-hmm. I said, I hope I'm not hurting your feelings. I just don't want you to get too emotionally invested. When he's like showing you who he is right now, you mm-hmm. should be thanking this dude.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's some Brad Pitt, 6'2" looking fine man.
Did you see know? Him?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Oh.
He's an actor.
Oh.
You know, which, like, good for you. Welcome to Hollywood. We're all actors.
Yeah.
We're all actors. What else you got?
Exactly.
You gotta exactly. be coming with all of it.
Yeah.
And then she said something that stuck with me. She said, I just, you know, maybe I am okay being alone. I said, you're not alone. You're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that word when someone, and I use it too. I say, I'm okay alone. And it's like, no. What you mean to say is you're okay without an intimate partner.
Exactly.
Because we're not by ourselves.
No, she has friends. I don't know if she has family, but she has people around her.
Yes. And I said, put your name on the compound list. I'd be more than happy to, when I go look for a home, to know that you are on the waiting list for a room.
Not the compound list. You that know? Is good. Am I on the compound list?
You have a man, but you're most certainly welcome.
Oh, people with men don't get to be on the compound list.
Is for people who are like, you know what? I don't really need a partner,
right?
A life partner. I don't want to get married. I don't need a boyfriend. I don't need a girlfriend. Those are the people who move into the compound.
It sounds like a dream.
It is. It's a dreamscape.
A dreamscape.
I love it. We're recording this podcast bright and early because today I am taking Ocean to Disneyland. With Jax and Brittany and Cruz, we have season passes, so we're like,
you gotta use them.
We're getting there at 11. I will record the podcast. I will be home. You will be packed. Ocean will be ready. Here's the bow. We'll throw her in the car. Down to Disney. Okay? I'm a Disney mom.
You're a Disney mom, and I love that. Does Ocean love Disney? Because you guys have already gone, what, a few times? Does she get kind of sick of it, or she loves it?
Yay! Oh. Yay! She's a star. You guys, I don't know how to break this down in any other way. My child is just pure magic and gold.
She is. She is. I'm an adult woman and she makes my day when I see her, unlike anyone. And I think she does that to a lot of people. She's just like a ball of sunshine where you see her and you're like, my day's better.
No.
Yeah.
She's intoxicating.
I know.
Anyone? Yesterday, little pom-pom piggies, little Summer Moon birthday shirt tied up as if she's really at summer camp, glasses on, munching on freaking chicken sticks. Vibe.
I saw your Instagram stories. Was Summer Moon's birthday amazing?
It was amazing. And so many people. And it was so far away. I'm like, how'd you get all these people to drive an hour and a half?
Wait, why was it so far away? Where?
She had it at her aunt's house because Sheena's from Los Angeles. And everyone knows that if you're from LA, you're usually from You know, you ain't coming from West Hollywood.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
So they live in LA, but it's like an hour outside. Keep in mind, everything's an hour because traffic is a bitch.
Exactly.
But it just went to show like how much people love and adore Sheena and her family because it was packed.
Was it?
Yes. And it was so sweet. And my sweet angel, happy birthday, summer moon. Happy birthday to you.
She loves birthday parties.
She really freaking loves birthday parties. So we're recording today. Today is Monday. Today is Disney for us. Went to Summer Moon's party. This obviously airs on Wednesday, which is Summer Moon's actual birthday. So happy birthday to you, Summer Moon. We love you so much.
Yay.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Summer Moon.
We have a lot to talk about with the episode.
Yes, I cannot wait to hear your thoughts because we're getting into it now. Not that we haven't been, but this is emotion. I've got a lot of emotions now watching them. So what do you think?
All right. Let me first start by saying it seems like I am the only person that talks about Scandoval. I am the only person that chooses to talk about it on a public forum. Mm. When I am around my group of friends, every conversation that I bounce to, if we're in a group and we're at a party or whatever it may be, everyone is talking about it. Mm-hmm. Okay? My group of friends who are also on the cast. I'm the one who like doesn't really talk about it in group settings.
Right.
But you put me on selfie mode story. Oh, yes. Let's fucking talk about it. Because I feel like a Bravo blogger now.
You kind of have that energy, and I saw your story post from this weekend, and I love it. You're keeping us in the loop with your thoughts, and that's important because you're part of this.
By the way, it's the biggest scandal in the history of America. Just kidding. Just kidding. Oh,
Bill Clinton's got nothing on Scandoval.
Who even is Bill Clinton? You have nothing on Tom and Raquel, okay? And I'm pissed. I'm still pissed about Scandoval because now I watch every other reality show that I used to be infatuated with. And I'm like, I'm bored.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Well, because this is so, and this is not being said to like taking Ariana's feelings into account.
Ariana's fucking thriving,
okay,
by the way.
Because I was going to say, this is juicy as fuck. That's
it's juicy as fuck. Yeah. And do you remember when we did the commercial that I don't think we can talk about yet?
Okay.
And she walked into Glam and I was like, good morning. I'm going in on your ex again. Hope it's okay. And she was like, keep doing it. I'm living for it. She's thriving. Like, she's looking at it like, look at my life.
Yes.
I'm happy. She said, wow, I don't have anxiety anymore. This is strange.
She's thriving. She looks better than ever. Her phone is ringing off the hook. She's killing it, as yeah. She should be.
So she's like, heartbreak what?
I know.
Like, I'm solid. I'm banging a fine-looking man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You got abs that are just popping.
Yeah.
People get to see Ariana the way that I've always looked at Ariana, hence why I pulled her in the back seat of a car. I can't stop talking about it. It's like the one moment that I was like a cool girl. Now I'm like, bed by 8, only nursery rhymes, put your tits away. So if I always bring it up, just know it's a nostalgic moment for me to be like, you were fun.
You were fun. You were cool. And guess what? You're still fucking fun and cool. Maybe not in the same way, but you're still fun and cool.
You didn't always have a stick up your ass. You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs.
We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
Okay, so the episode, Scandoval, or I can only call him Scandoval.
Well, Mistress Sandoval? In Distress was the title. Oh. I just wanted to bring that up because there are going to be points that you talk about.
I told you guys that I would tell you when things were added in. We have still not gotten to an episode where it's been edited a certain way, and we won't get there until Scandoval actually breaks. All of this that is in the season that you're watching, nothing was touched. Everything was locked in.
Okay.
The title of the episodes, all of it. All of it.
Really?
Yes. Mind fuck. I know. You look like the mind blown emoji right now.
Well, I am because I'm thinking, let me ask you a question. I saw a newer interview look.
Okay. From who?
You.
Okay.
In this past, it's you in the black dress, the cat eyes. It's one of my favorite looks. It's one of your more recent interview looks. Was that added in after the fact or has that always been there? I don't know the timeline in my head. But I'm just curious.
That is a newer look.
Okay.
But still before Scandoval.
So you're
going to see that interview look pre, but then I'm also in that interview look post.
Well, it's one of my favorite looks. That's why I was like, oh, I need to ask her about
this. And by the way, they wanted me in a new one, like a brand new one. And everything I sent in, they were like, we want color. Can we see you in color? I was like, y'all, I don't know how to break this down for you. I do not own colorful clothing. All right? It is neutrals. Like, this is the best. I can give you a shiny material.
Right.
But color. Who are you talking? You know me. It's been a really long time, you guys. When have I ever shown up in pastels?
Yes. And the other people on the show give color. Ariana gives color. Sheena gives color. They can give the color.
Well, it's like, allow me to pretend like I'm fabulous for 5 minutes. Please stop asking me to show up in a floral, like, dress that I would wear to a tea party at Lisa Vanderpump's. You know?
That's funny. Yeah.
So
okay, so you were saying this is still, nothing has been touched.
No.
And that is shocking because that even just the title alone, Mistress in Distress, I'm like, well, surely they changed that.
No, that's what's so fucked up about it.
Wild.
I know, it's wild. So I was really annoyed with the Toms, not both Toms, but Sandoval at Lisa Vanderpump's house. Talking about he's pulling the e-brake and he decided to go to band practice and get his nails done. I was like, the band practice, like, I got it because they're relying on you. Schwartzy's also relying on you. Like, but at what point do we find a balance? Like, you have an assistant. You have someone that can keep your schedule. I didn't want to wake up at 8 a.m. to do this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Mama got to go to Disney. So we have to figure out how to fit more into a day, right?
Right.
That's what Sandoval should have done. You need to get your nails done? I don't understand. Nail salons open at 10 a.m.
Right. And they close at like 8 p.m.
Right. You couldn't find any other time to go get your white gels done, which, by the way, stop doing it. It's not good, a good look.
He said, I'm not going to walk around. I'm not going to walk around with crusty nails or whatever he said. I'm like, you got a lot more to worry about walking around now, my friend.
You have no problem walking around with your crusty mustache and crusty skin. That put some bio oil on that skin. My God.
Oh, my God.
I'm so mean to him.
No,
now.
You know what? With that scene, and I have to say, Schwartz has disappointed me greatly this season just with the way he's – and I get it. I've gotten DMs of people going, this is how he's always been. I think, yes, I agree, but this season you really see it, and I'm like, ugh, that's disappointing because he's always been so kind and, you know.
Schwartz has a great heart.
Yes.
Like, he definitely rides the fence a little too hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, get off, buddy.
Right.
Give it a rest.
Right. But with this scene, I was, not impressed, but I was like, okay, there we go. I'm seeing some, you're standing up, telling Sandoval, like, no. It is you. It is you. You've done this. You went and got your nails done, practiced with the band. We need more of that from Schwartz, I think. He's standing up.
But then the second he says that, he's like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean that. And it's like, it's okay. It's fine that you meant that.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't like people to turn. He doesn't like confrontation.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Except with Katie, though. Because you're fine whatever.
Well, he thought that it was unconditional love there.
Yeah.
And the only time there's unconditional love is between like parents and children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Even your partner who you go and get married and have children with, it's conditional. You better keep coming correct or I'm leaving. I'm not, it's not like in me, in my DNA to love you.
It's conditional. No, you're right. 100%.
It is conditional. So that was annoying. By the way, if you guys haven't watched Vanderpump Rules Watch with Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor.
Is it good?
It's so good.
Oh, I want to watch it.
I have their commentary, and now they have an outside perspective. They weren't really in it. Like, they're even during some of my scenes, they're like, ooh, la, no. And I'm like, I'm looking at them like, I'm coming for you next season. Oh, wait. That would be a dream, though. I would never come for them. Brittany makes that really hard. She's so sweet.
She is so sweet.
She's that little Kentucky muffin. Let's deep dive into Raquel's date with Oliver.
Let's do it.
People kept pointing out, okay, I want to make this very, very clear. I got messages from you, Jess,
mm-hmm.
saying, this person is trying to get in touch with you. Screenshot, signed off Oliver's wife mm-hmm. with her name. I literally right now, it's giving me a pit in my stomach because I know that feeling of what she was going through. She calls me. She said, I have a pit in my stomach. I'm very concerned. I saw this photo and I just feel off about it. I know you don't know me, but like, can you shed some light? She was a chick looking for another chick to be open and honest with her.
Mm-hmm.
I was there. So I tell her what's gone on, what happened in Vegas. And I do not care about the Garcelle scene with Oliver. It is very apparent. And remember, my third eye is open. Everyone's mask has fallen. They were very much still married. They were very much still married. The fine details, it was like, I know this guy did you dirty. And for me, I was like, there's no way that he would, you know, portray that he was separated when we have a camera crew here.
That's what, by the way, I wanted. I know Sheena can't say that, but she said in that scene, Sheena, Brock, and Raquel. Exactly. I was like, I know she can't say this, but she's sitting there going, he's not going to come around, a.k.a. he's not going to be on camera.
No.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here thinking about it going, But this is how people like him operate. This is how Tom Sandoval operates. They just do, and they say, we'll figure out the rest later. I'll end it with her before it airs.
Yes, because it's all about them in the moment. It's all about them. That's all they think about.
They're not thinking about being a good human being, which, by the way, I did notice Garcelle gave me the unfollow.
She did?
She gave me the unfollow.
Why?
It could be because I'm extremely annoying on social media right now because I'm constantly in a bathrobe going insane. That could be it. It could be that she is watching and doesn't like what she's seeing come out of my mouth about her son. It could be many, many things. Either way, I will say, Garcelle has always been nothing but kind to me. I don't know her well, but when she's come to Lisa's events, it's like a, hi, how are you? You look great. Whoa, sorry. You look great. And just now that I have a kid, no matter what Ocean does, I am riding for her.
Right.
I've got your back. We will deal with the way you're acting behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. No one in the outside world is going to know that I don't ride hard for you.
Right.
So I understand. But yes, I got the unfollow, which all good. Lord knows I love to also give an unfollow.
We love an unfollow. And we love Garcelle. She's a badass bitch. So whatever, like you said, whatever the reason, if it's her kid.
You come for my kid, you're getting more than an unfollow, bitch. All right. But Garcelle's like the classiest woman on the planet. Mm-hmm. So I feel badly talking this way, but Oliver is a grown-ass man. His decisions and things that he does are not a reflection of Garcelle, just like things that I say and do are not a reflection of my mother, all right?
Yes.
You can only raise a child to a certain point before they just go and do and be, right? Yep,
exactly.
I did not dig the scene of them having their date. Oliver saying, I didn't sleep with her that night. Maybe a few days later, lies. You slept with her that night. You're just trying to like insert little things that are like close enough to the truth, but give you a little bit of separation. Right. Like, you're lying. What would Sam have to gain by telling me these things? Nothing.
No, that's exactly what I thought. Well, maybe a few days later, just to save himself, the cameras are there, like, oh, shit. And that's exactly it. Of course he slept with her that night.
Yeah, because she's your wife, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
You have sex with your wife.
And also him saying, I've had my own place for 8 months. That doesn't mean anything. Do you know how many people, it's a very fortunate position, but do you know how many people are married and have their condo in the city for when they work? That doesn't mean anything.
I have been told the ins and outs of that relationship. She's asked me for, she meaning his, Oliver's ex-wife, has asked me for advice going into the court system. There's just no way that she would ask me for advice if she wasn't going into something like that.
Yeah.
If it was already started. That's my opinion. All right. I'm not involved in the relationship. I only go off of my gut and what someone tells me, and I can only use my experiences as things to relate to and go, this is making sense. It all made sense. What she was saying made sense.
My question for you, I know obviously she must not have agreed to be on the show because they didn't air her speaking, right? Is that what that means?
Yes.
Okay. How do you think Raquel handled that situation, Sandoval removed? Because I have two very different viewpoints.
Well, when we talk about the episodes, I'm taking Sandoval out of it.
Okay.
Let's just focus on what she said, right? I got a text from Heather McDonald this morning. She was like, I just watched the episode and Raquel would have won the season. And I said, I told you.
That's what I think.
I told you.
I was like, Sandoval removed? Bravo. Good for you. You're getting, like, if Sandoval never happened, I would look at her and I'd be like, I wouldn't even, Schwartz aside, I'd be like, yeah, that was shitty. That sucked. But good for you, Raquel. You're finding your voice. You're living the single life. You're standing up. You apologize to Lala. That's later. I know we're going to talk. But that whole episode, I was like, if Sandoval never happened, I'd be like, she's a boss. Look at her go.
I know. And it made it her showing up to my birthday. The thing that people pointed out the most, And I don't know that they would have caught on to this had Scandoval not happened. But her constantly talking about leaving these saying these little things where it's like, wait, so if he would have been a cheater behind the scenes, it would have been okay. Like, he's cheating so out in the open. Like, she was shocked about it being so out in the open rather than just like, he's cheating. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. It was all about like, why is he so out there with it?
Yeah.
Which people thought was really weird. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh, that is weird that she keeps dropping these little things of he's so open about it.
Yeah.
It makes me think that he wants to hurt her feelings. No. Husbands don't say, I'm going to hurt your feelings. I'm fucking someone else. Nee, 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 nee. No, they just don't. They don't do that.
Yeah. But the fact that she was like, do you see how that could be confusing for her talking about Oliver's wife? I'm like, yes.
No, I know.
Yes.
No, I know. She would have won the whole season.
Is that how you felt about that scene? Because I know we got off topic. But your feelings, did you feel the same?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a chick who showed up to like, that is a ballsy move. Instead of just sending a text being like, fuck you, I'm not coming. She shows up and puts him in check.
Yeah.
You don't think that's confusing for her? This date kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? No, I was all, she would have won the season.
Yeah. And then when you think, but that's why it's so unfortunate, because it's such a proud feeling for Raquel. And then the second you think about the fact that she was having sex with Tom Sandoval during this time, mm-hmm. it's a beyond disappointed. It's like scary and disgusting. How could you say all these things? You're not doing any of them. Like, what?
I know.
Yeah.
Had it not happened,
yeah.
the audience would have been so torn on how they felt about her, because the biggest storyline was her kissing Schwartz. Mm-hmm.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories, and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So she shows up at my birthday.
Oh, what a good present for me.
Did you know she was coming?
Okay.
I didn't think so, but I was like,
I saw her walk in and I was like, oh my God.
You were like,
I was so excited about it.
You were. I could tell.
Yes, because here you have been throwing the mistress word at me, and I've explained this to you 100 fucking times. On how it's so easy to be tunnel vision and have someone lie to you. And keep in mind, I didn't have Amber going on social media being like, yo, he's married. I would have given a lot to have someone do that. All I had was the person that I was intimate with, his words, and then people on the fringe being like, so-and-so told me that so-and-so told them that so-and-so told them that he's still married. And I'm like, yes, he's still legally, but they're separated. What are you supposed to put your life on hold? Mm-hmm. And in the state of California, 6 months. 6 months for a regular old divorce. Something wow. that doesn't assets don't need to be separated, no children involved. Like 6 months, the court makes you wait.
So was that, I want to just really quick, going back to Oliver, was he claiming he was separated and saying he was still married, or he just wasn't honest? He wasn't actually separated. No,
he just said, I'm separated.
Okay.
And we're learning how to co-parent. And that's what Oliver and I were really bonding over, was I was like, oh my God, I so get that.
Right.
When he said, I'm separated, it was like, I don't even want to call it a red flag. It was PTSD.
Mm.
There were other reasons why I knew I wasn't going to, that yeah. he was not the person. And I'm not going to say that reason because it's very, very unkind. So when Raquel kept saying, like, are you sure? I'm like, fuck him. I don't care. Go do it.
Right. So he was lying about being separated. Or even if he was separated, he was still intimately involved with his wife. So, okay. I just wanted to make sure it was clear. Okay.
So she shows up. She apologizes. I try to sit there and tell her, you know, let this be a lesson for not only you, but myself, that we need to be more aware that you cannot just trust men. Mm-hmm. Okay? Background checks, absolutely necessary. This is just going to show another point. I mean, I did a background check on someone who I was really into, found out his name was completely different, and that was not good. I was like, hold on. Hold the fuck up. They're just necessary. What you did not see, okay? When I tell her, and a lot of people said this did not age well, me saying you're not a mistress and don't let anybody tell you that you are. I was still suspicious right then and there about the closeness of Tom and Raquel. Mm-hmm. So was Katie. As you saw, I mean, even Allie was.
Yeah, that was.
I had no idea that Allie was thinking that way.
Who knew Allie would be the first one to say something?
First whistleblower saying this is weird.
Yeah.
So I thought Katie and I were the only ones being like, this is strange. However, I can't just say, like, they're sleeping together. I know it because I don't know it.
Right.
When Sheena first asked me, do you think that they're, like, full on having sex? This was way before I was like, they're fucking.
Yeah.
I said I would put my life on the fact that lines have been crossed.
Mm.
I'm not quite sure that I can put my life on them banging quite yet.
Right.
So, like I said on my Instagram tangent, that it was such an isolated comment that I made. It was like, in this situation, you are not a mistress. You were lied to. You went along with what he said because that's what you do. At that point in time, I was like, you're a normal person. You'll see that next week as well. This conversation continues. What you did not see is when Raquel arrives and she wants to talk to me, I made her sit in a corner.
What?
I made her sit in a corner.
Explain.
I said, it's my fucking birthday and they're about to play In the Club by 50 Cent. So you're going to need to sit over there until I'm done.
What? And she did?
She sure did. Sat in a corner booth all by herself in the dark.
Waiting for to talk to you.
Waiting for me to finish dancing to 50 Cent. It's my birthday. Sit in the corner until I'm finished.
In the words of Stassi Schroeder.
It's my fucking birthday. So that you didn't see, I was begging them. I was like, please get them to sign off on In the Club so you can play. I don't think it worked out. I'm sure that it would have for a hefty price tag.
Yes.
But yeah. Just so you guys know, she didn't roll in and I was like, sure, let's chat. Yeah. It was like, hey, how you doing, mistress? There's a corner booth. I just requested In the Club. I'll be right with you.
Oh, here's the thing. Number one, maybe just because I know you, I didn't think it went down like that. I definitely didn't think she sat in a corner booth, but I had assumed there was way more of a space. She showed up. You called her a mistress. Then there was a little back and forth. And then I thought there was definitely a space. I didn't think you just like got up and was like, I'll be right. You know, here I am.
Nope.
I didn't think that.
I was vibing. go, shorty, it's your birthday. That was me. I was having the best time. And by that time,
yeah,
the space had filled up.
Yes.
You know, because even though it was my birthday, I was like, so classic cat around 6 p.m.?
Was it closed off for you and your guests or open to?
No, it was open for everybody.
Okay. Got it.
So by then, when it was time for in the club, it was like, place was packed. Everyone was vibing with 50 Cent.
Right.
We were living our best lives.
And can we just say really quick, I know when people hate, I get DMs that are like, you comment on Lala's looks in the episode so shallow, but I'm just going to keep doing it because when you got a good look, you got a good look. Favorite fucking look. Such Christina Kelly is great at photos because that's one of my favorite photos of you sitting in the booth, Pam Anderson hair, tits up.
Yep. Can I tell you what I loved about the photo? Is it did not look too far off from how I actually look.
No, it didn't.
It's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is like, all right, we can let the people know, like, I love me a good face tune, love me a little, like, making the lips bigger in the app. But not so much that when you see the actual footage where it's like, whoa, head transplant, you know?
Well, an incredible birthday look. But anyway.
Of course.
Yes.
Anytime you comment on someone's looks, it's shallow.
Yes. But I know that
you're supposed to be like, you looked beautiful and you're a good person. Yeah. What?
I know. I just love the look. And like, I don't do it to everyone. I know Lala is okay with that kind of stuff.
You better be telling me I'm looking good. Not just you. Everybody. Everybody.
It's not all about looks, we know, but that was a fucking great look.
Well, no shit.
We get it. Okay. Anyway, keep going. So the talk with Raquel.
The talk with Raquel. We have a great conversation. She obviously, a light bulb went off and she was like, oh, wow, this could have gone very differently had Sam not like plastered this all over social media. She would have, Raquel would have had no idea.
No.
Not at all. What they also did not show is I say to her, I don't want to beef with you. We're all good here on this topic, but what you did to Katie, we will never be good until you make that right.
That's good to know.
Yes, because you'll see that not all is good with Raquel and I as this season goes on. And it doesn't make much sense because it's like, how did you have that moment outside of Classic Cat and then you go to the next few episodes? And it's like, because I let her know. The way you moved on that, like, topic with Oliver, you call me a mistress, I've let it go. I forgive, I forget, we move on. What you did to Katie and how you made my friend feel, we are not solid until you make that right with her.
Well, and the moment where she said, what did you think about, because this is on the same topic of her going, I would date Schwartz if he seemed interested, but I'm not going to be Debbie Desperado. First off, no, you wouldn't because you're fucking Sandoval right now. Great acting or whatever you would call it.
Isn't it weird?
That is like, she's like, I would have believed that 100% and I would have been kind of annoyed and grossed out and been like, you'd fucking date Schwartz if
but
he was
more into it? But if you ask Katie,
yeah,
she said, I would have preferred them say, like, we want to date, we like each other. Because it was just like, oh, we made out and it was fun. It was like, so you made out and it was just stupid and fun and it hurt me this way.
Right.
At least if you guys were really into each other, it would be like, there's nothing I can do. Like, they like each other. They want to be together.
Yeah, like they connect. It's a deeper thing. It was more so just, you could have not made out and spared my feelings.
Right, if you knew it wasn't going to go anywhere, yeah. Schwartz. Because you can tell in his interviews, he's just trying to be nice. Like, you know, he's sitting there not feeling a damn thing for her.
Yes, that is.
She is not his type. And you will see the comments Sandoval, Schwartz, he makes towards me that were in the trailer talking about
we saw
your lips.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you right there just showed that you don't like someone that looks like me. Yet Raquel has had her lips blown up to the sky, Botox and filler, nose job. You don't like this look aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
You can't comment on my looks while you're talking about how Raquel is gorgeous. She is. She's a very pretty girl. But like, you can't comment when you don't like that type of look.
Yeah.
You're letting me know that you don't by the comments you're making about my face. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way,
like, what's going to be said?
Well, I was going to say, my mom always says, like, you can't, you never come for people with things that they cannot change.
Yes. Yes.
But he came for something that I absolutely did change.
No, but that.
So that it doesn't really work with that.
Yes. No, that's true.
Schwartz, I can't fix this unless I go in and have it dissolved. Which I would never do. Would never do that. I like my face. And when people are like, oh, she was so much prettier before, I'm looking at the before and after and I'm like, what planet?
Oh.
But it's my face. I'm not holding you down, shoving needles into yours.
No, it's your fucking face. Do what you want.
Let me do what I want.
Yeah, do what you want. And I agree with your mom. So all you people who come in my DMs about the tone of my voice and my height, back off. I can't change
it. She can't help it.
I can't help it. I mean, maybe I could take some voice classes, but that's about it.
Oh. I like your voice, and I'm really funny voices.
Some people, I do get, it's like you either hate it or love it, because I get people going like, your voice is like ASMR to me, which I don't understand how. And then other people are like, girl, you got to do something about that voice.
If you had a horrible voice, I could not be around you as much as I am.
That's great. That's good to know. Thank you. Can we really quickly touch on Satchel? Because I saw some Twitter discord about it and people were surprised.
The comment that Sheena made?
Well, yeah. Well, that made me sad because at the time, not so talking rude. About now, but so at the rude. Time, I had met Satchel around then and I thought he was very sweet.
So sweet. I loved Satchel and I loved the way that he treated my friend. And by the way, when you got thick hair like that, you got to wait for it to dry out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he was just trying to get to the party on time. Don't blame him for his fabulous hair.
I know.
And being freshly washed. We should be looking at him going, freshly washed, amazing hair. Because as the night progressed and cameras go down, just hair.
Yeah.
With Katie and Satchel.
I love hair,
though.
Yeah.
All over each other.
They were all over each other?
Oh, my gosh.
How did Schwartz... Because we didn't see a ton of that. How did Schwartz act?
Well, Schwartz didn't know because I didn't invite him to the party.
Oh, my God. Yes, he wasn't at the party, but he's at the beach next week.
He's at the beach next week.
With
Satchel. Where Satchel is there. We expose Satchel and the Dawn to chaos.
Yes.
Which is fine.
That's when I met Satchel. So I hadn't met him yet. But some of the discord I saw was about... Which I don't understand, but they were like, wow, this is the first guy Katie's going to bring around. We didn't expect this was her type. He's a little more shy and just like maybe quiet, which I'm like, I feel like he has the same kind of the same energy as Schwartz.
Yeah. And also we're talking about a guy who does not. It is intimidating to film a reality show.
Right.
There are so many times that we go into dinner and they pick, you know, whoever that's a waitress or a hostess where they're like, yeah, you're just going to come in and take their order. Something that someone does every single day. And the second they have to do it, like there are times where they're like, can you redo that? Because it's just intimidating when there's a bunch of cameras around. I remember doing an audition where they were like, you have to run. And I was like, I don't know how. I have completely forgotten how to move my legs.
No, but you're right. I mean, even thank God I had just come off of working on American Idol when I interviewed for you because I was used to cameras being around and me having to ignore them because I was working on a set.
Right.
American Idol. Thank God. Because even then I was a little nervous to be like, well, I've never interviewed on camera before. So this is a little vulnerable. But
it
I just,
is.
Thank God, forgot they were there. But I could see how, like you said, even like hostesses or waitresses, it's like, just take their order. But it's like, yeah, but now you're watching me and I suddenly forgot how to fucking take an order.
Right. Like even the Dawn in the Havasu scene.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm fucking mortified.
And
I was like, why? I was like, I thought it was funny. And he was like, no. He was like, I was nervous. I'm not used to just like cameras recording me. And it's when things happen in person that aren't documented, mm-hmm. right? You can sit there and be like, oh, that's funny. But when it's edited, it's like, let's take out the laugh. Let's make this real fucking
right.
crazy. By the way, I did not watch those scenes.
You didn't watch what scenes with the Dawn?
No.
Oh, I thought he was so chill. And he was like, it was almost like they were making it so like the viewers would be like horny.
I don't think anyone got that except you.
That's funny because I was like
when
cool
he was
guy.
Saying those things, like I remember us going back and forth with just like the corniest shit ever.
Yeah.
like drip, dribble, dribble, like whatever it was, laughing, you know? But when it's edited down and documented, it's kind of like the scenes, prime example, Tamra Judge with Eddie in the bathtub. Something that in real time, no cameras around, is so sweet and sexy. And that moment, you'd go to your friends and be like, it was the best night ever. We had the greatest sex. You put a camera in there and it's like, oh no, oh no, cringe.
Yeah. That just happens. Oh, that's funny. I thought the Don looked so great and chill and like cool. But maybe we'll see more of him next week, or I guess tonight.
Tonight. That's right. There's a new episode. I also will say I did have birthday sex.
You did?
I did.
With the Don?
The Don, obviously. Yeah.
But he wasn't there. You saw him later.
He'll come later.
Oh,
I said, cameras are up and I would like to have you arrive later. Which was so dumb because cut to next week, I'm thinking it's a chill beach day. I didn't know how the birthday was going to go. If you film a reality show, any event you have, if you're just going to sit there and have the best time ever, not interested.
Yeah.
It's why so many people don't care about weddings. It's like, oh, fun and love. Like someone flip a table.
Right.
Someone Teresa Giudice this fucking wedding.
Someone cry. We've seen happy weddings.
We've seen. Welcome to every wedding ever.
Yeah. So you had birthday sex with the Don, and you're on record saying he's great in bed, right?
He's great in bed.
Good for it. Good for you guys.
Well, I asked him. I was like, where you learn these tricks? Because you're not that old.
How old is he? Do we know?
He's just a tad younger than me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not like
he's
a baby.
He's not like 23.
But he's experienced.
Oh.
And I'm thrilled about that.
Well, congrats on your birthday sex.
That's so nice.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So there's the breakdown of what I gathered from the episode.
What did it end on? I forget. Because I feel like there was a final scene that I was like, oh, we need to touch on that. Do you remember?
Me walking away.
Oh, that was the final scene?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I was like, all right, have a good night, babe.
Okay. And then it was.
See you later, not mistress.
Oh.
But I got my eye on you, girl. You ain't a mistress in this situation.
Oh.
You may be one in other situations.
Oh, and I did, because I was just about to say, Katie really clocked her. Got lots of DMs about that. Did you know that clocked, which I knew, but I thought
knocked
it meant
to. Someone out.
Yes.
Yeah. When you said you clocked her, I was like, uh-oh. With her handing out TROs, I don't know that we should use that word.
Clocked
means like punched.
I thought clocked meant punched, and also I clocked her for who she really was.
Well, I thought I pegged her.
I know.
And that apparently means shoving something in someone's bum.
I thought it was like pegged, because it also means.
Double meaning, but same with the word fuck. Fuck you, I got fucked.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So let's clarify, Lala did not clock anyone.
No, I did not.
No way.
I don't put my hands on people.
No.
Unless you mess with my kid. Then I may have to put these paws on you. I want to talk about this for 5 seconds, a dream that I had when I was in Palm Springs, because I haven't had one of these in a really, really long time.
Okay.
I was asleep, obviously, dreaming, more of a nightmare, that I was drinking. And I was on, like, I had had a vodka soda, like, a few every single day. And I was like, but tomorrow, like, I'm going to be sober, and I'm 4.5 years sober. And this woman was like, no, you're not sober anymore. Like, you'll have to start over. And I was like, no, that's not, like, how do I rewind time? And she was like, don't worry about it, though, because this is just a dream. Like, this isn't real. Like, when you wake up, you're still going to be sober. And I was crying. I was like, I need to wake up. I don't like this. And she was like, it's fine. Just drink your vodka sodas, because this isn't real life. And I woke up sweating, being like, oh my God, I have not had a dream. And that's like a common thing with people who get sober. They have dreams of them drinking or using. And it's a fucking nightmare. But I was like begging this woman to like, let me wake up. I don't like this.
Did you know who the woman was?
No.
Interesting.
I had no idea who she was.
So do you think that's an anxiety dream or stress or something?
Well, it was weird because It was the night, so it was on April 21st. That's the day that my dad died. Yes. It was that night, and that next morning was the April 22nd, which was 6 months before I got sober. So I was like, what a weird... So I've been sober now officially 4.5 years.
Oh my God, Lala, I missed your fucking sober birthday.
No, you didn't. No,
I
you
didn't. Love
it's
only, you.
No, it's a half birthday.
That's still big. That's so big.
Thank you.
Oh my but God, my heart
like,
just
what
dropped.
What are the chances of me having that dream like that night? So it just went to this like moment when I woke up of gratitude for the life that I've chosen, gratitude for the dad that I had, that I was blessed enough because it marked 5 years. This, I think it was over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I can't remember when I went to Palm Springs. It was over the weekend. 5 years he's been gone. We had a good cry.
Good.
But it was like, wow. I just felt the need to like take a moment to think about all of the things that have gone right in my life since he's become a part of like my guides.
Yeah.
You know, the head honch of the guides, the ringleader of Lala's guides.
Yes.
So I had that dream. It was just a moment of wow.
Yeah.
Life is fucking great.
Life is beautiful. And like everyone said, I just saw comments on that post. He's so proud of you. And the fact that he can see, well, like you said, he has a hand in everything you've done, where you are now. You're out of a dangerous situation. You have a beautiful baby. Mm-hmm. You're thriving.
Yeah.
So proud of you.
And you know what, you guys? I didn't just I've always been this person. I've always had a crazy mouth. There were times where I would wake up in the morning, still living at my parents' house on a Sunday, football's on. I wake up and my dad's like, you want a mimosa? And I'm like, I love a stiff cock in the morning, Dad. Love a stiff cock in the morning. And he's like, Lauren, come on. Like, he knows who I am, right? He's not looking down going, I don't know this person. I've never hid who I am from my family. Mm-hmm. They never watched the show, but like my mom says, I don't need to watch it. I got the real life version.
Yeah.
She never changes. She got a crazy mouth, dropping the F word all the time, talking about dick. My dad knows. Everyone knows. So yeah, and I'm his kid.
Yes.
No matter what, my dad's going to be proud of me. That's just how life works.
Yes.
So for the, I think, two people that commented, by the way, everyone that showed my dad love on the anniversary of his passing, I love you guys so much. There were two people that were like, your dad would be so disappointed. Ugh. No, he ain't. No, he ain't. He's watching his baby girl being a, if there's one thing that I know that I'm doing an okay job at, it's being a mama to my kid. You know, I'm like, wow, we're like really figuring this out together. Oh,
yeah.
Holy shit, we're doing it.
Yep.
He's very, very proud. And I am beyond blessed to call him my dad. And 6 months after his passing, I get sober. I just hope that you guys have a fantastic day and try to practice gratitude today. Know that this too shall pass. Nothing lasts forever. Feelings are temporary. Just roll with the punches because you got this. I love you guys so much. I'm off to Disneyland. Have the happiest hump day. Enjoy the new episode of Vanderpump Rules, and I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.